All right, Ephesians chapter number 6. We'll begin reading in verse number 1. We're only going to read verses 1 through 4, and we'll mainly stay in this passage. And really, this instruction is for children and for fathers, or children and parents. We can all apply this in our own lives. Ephesians chapter number 6, we'll begin reading in verse number 1. Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor thy father and mother, which is the first commandment, with promise, that it may be well with thee, and thou mayest live long on the earth. And ye fathers, provoke not your children to wrath, but bring them up in the nurture and admonition of the Lord. All right, four verses here where we get instruction. First of all, the children get instruction about obeying their parents, and us parents get instruction of not provoking our children to wrath, but to train them up in the ways of the Lord. And the first thing that we see there is found in verse number 1. Notice, children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. God expects children, I know mine are listening to me, and he expects all children to obey their parents. Why? Well, first of all, because it says there, for this is right. But I want you to notice before that, what does it mean to obey? Well, it means to submit, it means to comply, it means to hearken or to heed or to follow the instruction of the parent. Okay, all of those are Bible words that describe a person that is submitted to somebody else for whatever it is that they have. Okay, parents have a lot of wisdom and a lot of knowledge, and part of the reason why children are to obey their parents is so that they learn from their parents. But more than that, the children get used to obeying their parents, and when they become older, then they'll learn to obey God. So in the meantime, the parents are essentially the authority in the home, and by them constantly obeying their parents, again, when they're older, they'll learn, okay, the reason why I'm doing this is ultimately because I want to obey God. And that's really what we all want to do. We all want to obey God. But notice the first thing there, children, obey your parents in the Lord. So when a parent is acting or doing things in the Lord, or when the parents has a desire and instruction that is in the Lord, now obviously that's the case, because why do we want to obey parents that are not doing things in the Lord? God is not for things that are of filth, of unrighteousness, certainly nothing that abuses a child. And so that gives the parent a responsibility to do things in the Lord. And the children to say, okay, this is right because my parents are doing things in the Lord. Okay, don't stay where you're at, but I'm going to read to you a reference found in Mark chapter number 9. And this is what the Lord Jesus Christ said regarding children in Mark chapter number 9. And in verse number 42, he says, and whosoever shall offend one of these little ones that believeth in me, it is better for him that a millstone were hanged about his neck and were cast into the sea. You know what a millstone is? Those are some large pieces of rock, if you will, in a circular form, two, one on the bottom, one on top, and they would put something in the middle and they would use it for grinding. And he said, if for any of you that would offend one of these little ones, it better if you get one of those hanging around your neck and throw yourself in the water, which is certainly not a good thing. And so that just lets us know how much God cares for children and how important children are to God. And they should be important to us as parents, okay? And so it's a great responsibility, not only for the parent, but for the child to do things in the Lord. All right? So that's the first thing that we see there. Notice the second thing, still there in verse number one, children, obey your parents in the Lord. Why? For this is right. You know, today, many of the children today think that things that are right are wrong and things that are wrong are right. In fact, God said that would happen. What people call good or what people call bad is actually good, and what people call good is actually bad. And they've distorted the truth and they've changed that. So here it's very clear, for it is right. This is right to obey our parents, or speaking to children, for them to obey their parents is the right thing to do. Obviously, we want to do the things that are right. You're in Ephesians. All right, keep your place there, but turn a couple pages to the right and go past Philippians, and then you'll get to Colossians. We're going to read one verse here in Colossians chapter number 3. All right, Ephesians, then Philippians, and then Colossians. Colossians chapter number 3. Paul's writing to the Colossians also. He wrote to the Ephesians, so same author, and he's writing to the Colossians too. And notice what he says here in Colossians chapter number 3 and verse number 20. Children, obey your parents in all things. Why? For this is well-pleasing unto the Lord. All right, so, well, sometimes parents are wrong, sometimes parents are right, but the command from God is for the children to obey their parents in all things. There are some things that children get told that they don't like. Just like we as children of God don't like some of the things that God tells us, but we still do them. They may not be convenient, they may not attract us, but it doesn't make a difference. We still do them. And for what purpose? In this case, the Bible says, for this is well-pleasing unto the Lord. So God is pleased in a child that obeys his parents. You got that? All right. Why? This is right. When a child obeys his parents, again, like I said before, he's learning to obey the Lord. Okay? And if your friends tell you to go contrary to this, don't listen to them. Because they're wrong. Okay? It doesn't matter how nice it might sound. It doesn't matter how enticing it might be. Many of us that are older know when we disobeyed our parents, what we were doing. And oftentimes we weren't doing anything good. Okay? So children, verse number one, again, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Okay? And then I'll tell you one last cross-reference in Proverbs. You don't have to turn there, but in Proverbs chapter number 6 and verse number 20, the Bible says, my son, keep thy father's commandment and forsake not. Let me find it here before I quote it wrong. My son, keep thy father's commandment and forsake not the law of thy mother. You see, that's what God wants from us. Those things that parents have, especially those things that are from the Bible, is exactly what our children need. And that's why it's right for our children to obey us as parents. Okay? So children are to obey their parents. And then notice this in verse number 2, children are to honor their parents. Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor thy father and thy mother, which is the first commandment with promise. Well, what does it mean to honor your father and your mother? First of all, it means to respect them and to esteem them and to value as something very precious. And they are. Our parents are just that. They have a lot of wisdom and knowledge, like I said earlier, and the only way that a child will get that is by listening to their parents. Oftentimes, children are doing their own thing and they don't listen to what their parents have to say. Or they think that, well, I'm not going to listen to that. Well, in this case, we are to honor, which is to respect our parents. You don't have to turn there, but I'm going to read you something that is found in Exodus chapter number 20, which really is one of the Ten Commandments. In Exodus chapter number 20 and verse number 12, this is commandment number 5, honor thy father and thy mother, that thy days may be long upon the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. So God takes this very serious, to honor thy father and thy mother, which, by the way, the admonition in verse number 1 is, children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. And in verse number 2, it doesn't say anything about children, so really this applies to all of us. All of us in this room are to honor thy father and thy mother. Even though you're not living at home anymore, you ought to give them that respect, and you ought to give them that honor and esteem them and value them as very precious. And certainly, I've noticed this, the older I get, I realize how wise my dad and my mom were as children. And now I think, I should have listened more. And now I'm glad I still have my parents and I can do that very thing. I can get wisdom and counsel from them, okay? And notice, this is a commandment with promise. Notice verse 2, honor thy father and thy mother, which is the first commandment with promise. So there's a promise to this commandment. And what is that? Notice verse number 3, that it may be well with thee. And then the second one, and thou mayest live long on the earth. So two things that we see here. Obviously, if it's a commandment with promise, if we don't obey it, then we don't get what God is promising. Okay? Another command with promise, I'll just give you an example, is John 3:16. A very familiar passage. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. Well, it's a promise, but the commandment is you have to believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and then thou shalt be saved. Okay? So the same thing is true here. Now, notice the first one is this, that it may be well with thee. That is to say that if we honor our parents, God is going to be with that child. God is going to be with those that honor their parents. I really don't know how this works, how God keeps in heaven a tally of all of this, but he knows how to do all this. And he knows who is the person that is honoring their parents and who's not. And he knows even the intents of the heart. So we might be saying something or pretend like we are doing it, but maybe not doing it. Well, he knows. We can fool other people, but we can't fool God. And he's keeping a tally up in heaven. And obviously he says, honor thy father and thy mother. And then if you do this, that it may be well with thee. Well, do you want your life to be a well-lived life? I do. So we ought to do this. We're living in a generation that doesn't respect or esteem their parents, and that's not good in the eyes of God. You don't have to go too far. You can go down to Walmart, and you can see children that don't honor their parents. And you see it by the way they talk to them. You see it by the way some of them put hands on them. It's just, that's not honoring a parent. But that's where we're living. In fact, the Bible says in Proverbs chapter number 30, you don't have to turn there, but in Proverbs chapter number 30 and verse number 11, it says, there is a generation that curseth their father and doth not bless their mother. Well, guess what? We're living in that generation. A generation that instead of getting wisdom from their father, they curse their father. And instead of blessing their mother by being good to them and by giving back for everything they invested in them, the opposite is true, and does not bless their mother. That's the generation that we're living in today. Honor thy father and thy mother, amen, that it may be well with thee. I know of a family that didn't honor their parents. I mean, you know them. You know maybe of one or two, of several, that didn't honor their parents. This family that I'm thinking of, specifically, one of the children, they're all grown up already, but one of them used to steal from his dad, and he was already in his 30s and 40s. And he knew where the money was. He knew where his dad left the money, and his dad, being a little bit older, he would go over there, and he would, one time he made a hole in the place that his dad had, and he took the money and he covered it from underneath, and his dad thought the money was there when this whole time it was gone. And the more dad would put money, the more the son, well, you think that's honoring your parents? Instead of giving them maybe a little bit of money, it may not be much, but instead of giving them, you're taking and robbing from them? Well, that's not honoring. And so many other things. I mean, this just, you know them, okay? And then there's others that you have seen that do honor their parents, and they esteem them very highly, and they respect them. They give them the respect that they deserve. And somehow you know, that person is successful, or it seems like the hand of God is on them. Why? Well, this is what the Bible says, that it may be well with thee. And not only in verse number 3, that it may be well with thee, but notice the second part, and that thou mayest live long on the earth. Well, if a child grows up obeying this commandment of honoring their parents, obviously, according to this, God promises a long life on this earth for that child. Well, even us that are older, and those of us that still have our parents, can be beneficiary of this very thing. If we honor our parents, God can also give us a long life. You don't have to turn there, but in Deuteronomy chapter number 5 and verse number 16, this is what the Bible says. Again, the fifth commandment, but now we read it from Deuteronomy. Honor thy father and thy mother, as the Lord thy God hath commanded thee. Notice this, that thy days may be prolonged, and that it may go well with thee in the land which the Lord thy God give it thee. Again, how does God do this? I don't know. But you're not going to be able to trick God into saying, well, this is the way I treat them, and everybody on Facebook knows, or everybody on your family or whatever, but yet in reality, we're not really doing it. You can't do that to God. God knows, and He keeps tally of all this. And listen, for the sake of this, I want to honor my parents, okay? That it may be well with thee, and that thou mayest live long on the earth, okay? So, honor thy father and thy mother. And then notice, moving on in verse number 4, it goes from children doing these things to their parents, and now the attention is placed on fathers. Notice verse number 4. And ye fathers, provoke not your children to wrath, but bring them up in the nurture and admonition of the Lord. All right, now, by the way, a mother can also do this, but God specifically is speaking to the father. He puts the responsibility on the father. Okay? And not only do the children have the responsibility of obeying their parents, but the parents, or the father specifically here, has the responsibility of doing this very thing, not provoking your children to wrath. Okay, well, you say, how can a father provoke a children to wrath? And there's many ways of doing this, but three that I think of, one of them is over-controlling a child. will provoke them to wrath. And they can't go this place, and don't let them go over here, and don't let them see this, and don't let them do that, and don't let them do this, and no, 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 and no, you can't do this, and no, you can't do that. And you know what's going to happen? The child's going to grow up, and he's going to rebel, and he's going to do his own thing. Okay? There's that aspect. Okay? And here's the other aspect. Under controlling a child will also provoke him to wrath. Can I do this? Yes, you can do this. Can I do this? Yep, go and do that. Can I go to my friends? Yes, you can go to your friends. Can I do this? Sure, you can do this. The parents don't even know where they're at, and they're out doing whatever they're doing. And there's no balance.
Very true.
And it's one or the other, and it's very controlling, or it's just do whatever you want to do. You know what? My parents had enough sense to say, these are the rules, and you're going to obey them. But I also did some things. I got to play with friends, and I got to go out and do different things. But when they said, you need to be home by this time, guess what? I was home by that time. And I grew up with other kids that didn't have parents that were like that, and they said, I wish I had a dad or a mom that would do something. Why? Because they could do whatever they want. But in fact, they wanted that. And sometimes the opposite is true. Those that don't, I wish I had a parent. Well, you can go one way or another regarding these things, okay? It can be either too strict and a lot of discipline, and the child can never go anywhere. And by the way, there's a balance there between family and what the child can do. Oftentimes, the child is in sports, and they do soccer, and after soccer, you're done. Then we do football, and after football season is done, we do baseball, and after baseball. And if it's on a Sunday, it's okay. And if it's on a Wednesday in church, it's okay. It doesn't make a difference. Well, where are the priorities? Or under controlling, again, the child can watch TV, can play games, can run around, do whatever he wants. And again, a cross-reference is in Colossians 3:21. Fathers, provoke not your children to anger, lest they be discouraged. So there's a balance in that. And having children and knowing what to do. Okay, I'll give you one more. Living an inconsistent life before the child will provoke them to wrath. When a parent does one thing at home and another thing somewhere else. Oh, we cuss and drink and smoke and do all these things at home, but when we're at church or when we're somewhere else, oh no, we only say, oh, bless you, and we know all the right terminology because we've learned it. And you know what a child does? They see that, they say, oh, who are you? You know what? They grow up, and guess what? That'll provoke a child to wrath. How about this one? Do as I say, not as I do. That'll provoke a child to wrath when they say, well, why? Well, I see you doing this, this, and this, and then you don't want me to do this, this, and this? Well, the child's going to grow up and is going to resent those things. I'll give you an example. You don't have to turn there, but in Jeremiah chapter number 9 and verse number 14, this is what the Bible says. Oh, verse 13 for context. And the Lord said, because they have forsaken my law, which I set before them, and have not obeyed my voice, neither walked therein, but have walked after the imagination of their own heart and after Balaam, which their fathers taught them. Who taught them? And that's not the only verse. There's many verses where the Bible says they learned this from their parents. Well, we better be careful as parents what we're teaching our kids. A lot of the things that we teach our kids are spoken, and other things that we teach our kids are by actions. The things that we do, they're also being picked up, and they're also doing those things. Okay? Just like we learn those things from our parents. I can look back and say, some of the things that I do, I picked up by what I saw and what I heard, okay? All right, so notice in ye fathers, verse 4, provoke not your children to wrath, but do what? But bring them up in the nurture and admonition of the Lord. Okay, two words here, in the nurture and admonition of the Lord. Well, what does the nurture mean? To bring them up in the nurture of the Lord. This is nonverbal communication. Okay? And this is usually for a child. I've read several books, and every child is different, but usually from a child that's 5 years old and under. They could be 6 or 7. It depends. Like, you know, some children mature faster than others. Okay? But this is nonverbal communications, which means this is hugs and spankings. That's nurture. Guess what? If a child is doing bad, you spank them, and guess what? They know. Or if they do something bad, and you give them a hug, and you encourage them and say, it's okay. No, this is the physical part of it. And then the admonition, bring them up in the nurture and admonition of the Lord. The admonition is verbal communication. And this is, again, like I said, for a child that's usually about 5 years old and older. And at that point, you can reason with the child, okay? You could tell them, listen, what you did was wrong. And I don't like that because it's not right. And God doesn't like that, and we shouldn't do it. Therefore, you need to do this. And guess what? Children get it. But there's that age where the only thing they get is either a spanking or they get, you see what I'm saying? It's at the right appropriate age to know the balance. That's the nurture and admonition of the Lord, which, by the way, as God's children, that's how God deals with us too. Sometimes God talks to us and he says, you need to stop what you're doing. I want you to change your path. And then we don't listen, and guess what? Then the chastening comes. Okay? And the chastening comes in all kinds of ways. And then we say, God, I give up. Okay? So God deals with us the same way. Okay? Proverbs 22 says, train up a child in the way that he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it. From the time that from the time before they're born, from the time that they're in the womb, a baby can listen to what's going on around them. And there are, our babies have been listening to preaching and teaching from the time that they were in the womb. And it's a constant thing. It's just like, oh man, this is like, it's taking, just when you correct one thing, another thing comes up. And just, it's a constant thing. Just like us, God has to constantly be working on us. Okay? So bring them up in the nurture and admonition of the Lord. So in conclusion, I'll say this, very simply put, just like we read, children are given a command by God to obey and to honor their parents. And if we still have our parents, it'd be good for all of us to do that, to obey and to honor our parents, so that, like we read here, that we may be well and that we might have a long life here on this earth. And then secondly, fathers, provoke not your children to wrath, but bring them up in the nurture and admonition of the Lord. If we can do those things, if we didn't know them and now we know them, we apply them in our own lives, then we're better for it. Because that's how God deals with us, just one little thing at a time where we can make a change. We can begin to apply the things that we learn, and we'll be better for it. Amen?